Welcome Brother Putnam to this pulpit.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. How many emotional people do we have here today? You ought to thank God for it. Amen. I've heard people say, well, I'm not emotional. And you Pentecostals, you're just so emotional. Well, I know one thing. In a casket, nobody's too emotional that's sitting or laying in the casket. And I don't ever want to be dead in the spirit. Amen? Praise God. The Bible says, love him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. I assume that includes all of our being, which is part of our emotions. Amen? And so, praise God. Why don't you turn around and high-five somebody and say, praise the Lord, and amen. You're looking good, and hallelujah. Paul, you're looking good. Amen. Praise God. Now, everybody smile real good. This is probably one of my last smiles because I'm having a tooth pulled on Tuesday, and I'm not replacing it. For $5,000, I am not replacing it. So I'm just going to go around. Amen. Oh, it's been a joy to be here today. I thank God for his touch this morning. Amen. I normally do not preach without notes, and the Lord gave us that on early Saturday morning, and then he just kept on talking, and so I hope you got something out of this morning, but I know who it was from, and I pray that you were touched. Praise God, and thank you, Brother Mundy, and the people, and the choir, and the praise singers. Amen. You confirmed tonight's message, so I thank God for that. Amen. And to brother and sister Schumacher, we love you folks greatly and pray God's blessings in your life. And brother and sister Portman, God bless you all. And we just ask God's blessing upon the Apostolic Faith Church of Racine, Wisconsin. Amen. And that you continue to grow. Amen. Praise God. If you have your Bibles tonight, I'd like for you to turn to Psalm 46 and then turn to the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, the last chapter of the Bible, chapter 22. Amen. Praise God. Tell you, God is doing some awesome things. Now, I recognize that Brother Art Wilson was not able to be with us in all of our midwinter camps, but he was with us in Green Bay. And on Friday night when he preached, he asked that it not be recorded. He asked that it not go over social media because he had some things he wanted to share with us that's happening in the world. And he told us that he was invited as a goodwill emissary to the country of India to talk to sheikhs, Hindu priests, mullahs or whatever they call them, and from Muslims. There's about 400 there. And you'll never guess what he preached on. He preached on receiving the Spirit of Jesus Christ. At the end of his presentation, he said, so which of you would like to receive the Spirit of Jesus Christ? And not one person moved. You know, it's very important that you be led of the Spirit of God. He didn't let that faze him. He said, I said, who would like to receive the Spirit of Jesus Christ? And all of a sudden, One Hindu priest came forward. And he started weeping. There's something about the presence of Almighty God. And all of a sudden, his religious inhibitions, his false doctrines, his false teachings, and all of that junk that he'd been worshiping, all of a sudden, as he asked God for forgiveness of his own sins, God filled him with the power of the Holy Ghost right there in that meeting. And when God filled him with the Holy Ghost, then came several others, amen, to the front. I think it was 30 or 40 people of these religious, amen, people, and they all receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And why he didn't want this on social media, he said in the back of the room it was really dark, both physically and spiritually. And he could hardly even see the back of the room, it was so dark. And all of a sudden, while others were praying through, here came this man dressed in his religious garb. And here, it was a religious leader in the Taliban. We saw his picture. God filled him with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And since then, and I can't even tell you what country it is, but since then, our missionaries have had some input with the Taliban, and they're being baptized in Jesus' name, right and left. I'm telling you, this gospel is for everybody in the world. Oh, I don't know about you, but that almost makes me run the aisles. Amen. You see, folks, we as Americans and that have been born either in the church or have been born again here in America, we don't even have a gospel, even a thinking of what goes on in the rest of this world. And that's why to whom much is what? Given, much is required. That's why when we come into this house, we should give our very, very best, not just when we feel like it, but even more so when we don't feel like it. Amen. To worship him with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our spirit. Can you lift up your hands right now and just lift up the name that is above every name? Jesus. 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 You're worthy. You're worthy. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus. Psalm 46 and verse 4 says, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the what? Is yours a singular word there, tabernacle? Huh? The city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. The last book of the Bible, John the Revelator, verse 22 and verse 1 says, and he showed me a pure river of water of life. Clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, I didn't know rivers had streets. In the midst of the street of it, and catch this, on either side of the river was there the what? I don't want to bust anybody's theology here tonight. I only thought there was one tree of life. And yet the Bible says on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And notice the gender here. Not his fruit. Her fruit. Her fruit. Tonight, I want to preach to you by the power of the Holy Ghost on the river. The river. Would you lift your hands one more time unto God? Would you ask God to speak to you tonight? Would you ask God to flow through you tonight? Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, precious God, have your way in this house. Have your way, dear Lord God, in this tabernacle right now, God. Lord, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. I love you. I thank you. I thank you, God, for what you're going to do here tonight in the power of your glory and grace by your Spirit. Not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit, saith the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, everybody clap your hands to the Lord in a big amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. I think all of us understand that there are thousands of rivers across our world. Some are extremely small. Matter of fact, I have to admit to you, when I first went to Israel and we crossed this bridge that was about as wide as that aisle, and it said Jordan River, and I almost went in the window went, that's the Jordan River? Because it was so small. Did that surprise you too? Because I'm thinking about this rushing, mighty river, but there is a time when it does rush, and there is a time when it overflows its banks. But whether these rivers are small or are they large, and we have a couple of extremely large rivers in this world, such as the Nile River in Africa. And then we have one that starts in the country of Peru in South America. The simple individual snowflakes that fall upon the peaks of the Andes Mountains act as the genesis, the beginning source of the mighty South American river known as the Amazon. And this is not the ones that deliver presents to your house. I want you all to understand tonight that that mighty river begins with snowflakes. The Amazon flows across the South American continent for over 4,000 miles, with a width of over 35 miles in some parts during the rainy season. The mighty river literally pushes fresh water with an enormous force out into the Atlantic Ocean for some 100 miles, where an individual on a boat out in the Atlantic could take a cup and dip it into the Atlantic and literally come up with a cup of fresh water 100 miles out. It's got the largest width waterfall between Peru and Brazil of any waterfalls in the world, 1.5 miles long. And literally, the powerful water flow and the climate along its route creates a rainforest alongside its riverbed. It creates a significant amount of oxygen for the world's atmosphere. The mighty Amazon loudly speaks of the power and the force of a river that opens into the Atlantic with a width so large and depths that are up to 500 feet deep. Deep whereby ocean-going ships have navigated its water inland almost two-thirds of the way up the entire length of the river. But I'm not here this evening to give you facts about the Amazon. Matter of fact, I'm here to declare to you, Apostolic Faith, that right here in this place and right now in our very midst is the river of all rivers. Oh, somebody clap your hands to the Lord. I'm telling you, church, this river far exceeds the power of all the waterways of this world. It is more powerful in its scope and its potential outreach. It is far greater than any than that of the Amazon, and it produces more life-giving substance than any other. Jesus said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And this he spake of the Spirit. This experience has been flowing faithfully right up to this very moment. The Lord stated long ago, he said, if my people, in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, he said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble, everybody say humble, humble themselves and pray and seek my face, not just his hand, my friend, a blessing, but his face of righteousness, and seek my face and turn, everybody say turn, from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. The Lord has spoken that if we would but humble ourselves, if we would pray, if we would seek, and if we would turn, church, all rivers, everybody say all rivers, twist and turn as they flow to reach their designed destiny. And in our quest for God, we need to not only be humble and pray and seek, but we also need to be willing to turn. We need to submit to the flow of God's Spirit. You see, we know where this river originated. It began to flow when the day of Pentecost was fully come. The scripture states that they were all with one accord in one place. All of you that are in one accord tonight and in one place, would you stand up and thank God, amen, that you know where the origin of this river starts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. You see, church, that's what happens when we humble ourselves and we pray and we seek his face. But then comes the turning. Turning from our wicked ways. In other words, not my will, but thy will be done. You may be seated. And going in the right direction, suddenly there came a sound from heaven. Everybody say heaven. As of a rushing mighty wind, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared, I hope you don't get bored in listening to this scripture, my friend, I get excited every time I read it, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I'm telling my friends, there is no greater experience on the face of this earth than being filled with the Holy Spirit of God. And to be completely immersed, everybody say immersed, in the life-giving flow of the Holy Ghost. The Old Testament prophet Daniel recorded in his prophecy a scene from God's throne. I'm reading out of the New Living Translation, Daniel 7 and 9. It says, I watched as thrones were put in place, and the ancient one sat down to judge. His clothing was white as snow. His hair was pure as wool. He sat on a fiery throne with wheels of blazing fire, and a river of fire was pouring out. Jeremiah wrote in 20 and verse 9 says, but his word was in my heart as a burning fire that shut up in my bones. I'm here to deliver God's word to you today. Amen. I'm here to preach about God's river. I ask you this evening, have you ever seen a perfectly straight river? Anybody ever seen a perfectly straight river? I mean from A to Z, perfectly straight. If you have, I can guarantee you that it was made by man. Yes. For every natural God-created river has bends, twists, and turns all along its banks. Why? Because water has to flow, and it has to be oxidated as it flows to keep it fresh. Amen. To keep it to the point where you can drink from it and that you can use it for its proper benefit. For every natural river has those bends. You know, at one point, Jesus told his disciples that he needed to go through Samaria. Hello? He needed to make an unanticipated turn. He needed to go through Samaria, an area that was represented by both Jews and Gentiles alike. But nonetheless, our Lord was pointing out that his mission was purposed in reaching out to everybody. Everybody say everybody. To your neighbors, say, aren't you glad God reached out to you? Huh? See, the Lord's purpose bypasses all racial and social barriers. As he sat down at Jacob's well, and there came a Samaritan woman to draw water from that well, Jesus simply asked her for a drink. And she said, how is it that thou, being a Jew, asketh drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Whosoever drinketh of this water, speaking of the well, shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. I don't know about you folks. I told you this morning I've been living for God for 47 years. And 47 years ago, I received the Holy Ghost. And you know what? I'm still looking to that river. I'm still looking to that water. I'm not thirsting for any other kind of beverage or any other kind of river that flows with false doctrine. I'm still looking for the real thing. I'm still looking for the one that is the most powerful. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him. Everybody say in him. Say in me. A well of water springing up into everlasting life. I believe, church, that we understand what this awesome gift is all about. We know that the living water that springs up inside of us is none other than the very Spirit of Almighty God. I'm telling you, sometimes I think we forget who really is in the inside of us. Hello? You know, we are such a people that complains when it's cold. But I guarantee you, just give us 6 more months, and we'll be complaining that it's too hot. Amen. You can get in this building and complain that it's cold, or it's too cold, or it's too hot. I knew a pastor in Southern Illinois that had people that complained like that. And he told them after so many complaints, he said, "All right, folks, I installed a new thermostat in the back. For these next couple weeks, you just go and adjust it to your liking. However you want it. You think it's too cold in here? Go adjust it. You think it's too hot in here? Go adjust it." And for a couple weeks, there were some that went, most of the complainers that went and adjusted it to their liking, and they were perfectly fine. Except for they didn't know that it wasn't connected to anything. Some people feel that they just got to have that element of control. But that's why I'm here tonight. I'm telling you, we need to get out of control. We need to quit thinking about our way and thinking about His way. We need to flow with the Spirit of Almighty God. But ye shall receive what? Power. Everybody say it. Power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And that has to be Wisconsin. We are the uttermost part of the earth. There is nothing to be compared to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I don't think some of you heard what I said. There is nothing that can be compared to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Oh, but Brother Putnam, I am counting on the clearinghouse sweepstakes. I said there is nothing that can be compared to the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, but Brother Putnam, if I just had this certain car, if I just had this certain house, if I just had this certain, I said there's nothing to be compared to the power of the Holy Ghost. There's no experience that compares to it, folks. But let me tell you something. This gift that God has given to us of Himself was not given to you and I or anyone else to just keep it to ourselves. I don't want one hand to go up, but I'm going to ask you a question. In this last 7 days, how many people have you spoken to about Jesus Christ outside of this church? I don't want to see a hand. And yet, we have the best experience in all of the world. I believe it. Hello? Whether it be a waitress, a waiter, a person in a convenience store, just mention about Jesus Christ. Your pastor's wife did that to a waiter last night. Amen. Amen. Oh, well, you know, they're the pastors. No. You see, folks, if we indeed just keep it all to ourselves, we really inhibit our own spiritual progress. Has anybody ever heard of the Dead Sea? Huh? Do you know why they call it the Dead Sea? Because it's dead. Nothing lives in the Dead Sea. Nothing. There's no fish that live in the Dead Sea. There's no fauna that lives in the Dead Sea. It's just dead. And you know why it's dead? Because it takes in. The Jordan River flows into the Dead Sea. The Jordan River is alive. And it comes into the Dead Sea, but there's no egress for that flow it gets capsulated within that Dead Sea, and it just dies. Church, we dare never be a recipient and not allow it to flow through us. Can somebody say amen? And you know what? I was just there. I was just there in November. I saw the Dead Sea. I saw it 3 years ago, and I can't believe how much it has evaporated in the last 3 years. Some over 8 to 10 feet. It is literally dissipating. The Dead Sea is. They're going to get down to the point where they find Sodom and Gomorrah, because that's what's at the bottom of the Dead Sea. Amen. You see, we just can't keep this to ourselves, church. It has been given to all of us for the purpose of allowing Him to flow through us. And that's the turn, folks. Turning from our wretched ways and letting Him flow through us. Allowing Him to reach and to touch others. We're not Holy Ghost filled just to maintain our own experience. We were never meant to be reservoirs, but we have been immersed in Him so that we might be in the flow of His Spirit to share our experience as the river transforms the path of its flow. Amen. So, well, what do you mean about transforming the path? Hey, you're looking at an all-American guy. I believe in, well, I had a Chevrolet once. I'm not really a Chevrolet General Motors guy, but, you know, you've heard the expression, you know, baseball, Chevrolet, and apple pie. That's me. But I can remember when God told me that I was to go to West Germany. Oh, God, I think you got the wrong guy. No. You see, if we really have Him be the Lord of all, then He has every right to send us, lead us, speak through us as He sees fit. The Bible says that we are not our... Now, I know in this country, it's all about me, myself, and I. But it is not that way in the church. It is all about Him. Somebody say amen. The Old Testament, the prophet Ezekiel was given a vision by the Almighty. The prophet was given a personal tour of God's holy temple. And he... If you read in Ezekiel 47, he went through and he saw that there was waters coming out from the threshold of the doors of the temple, and it was flowing to the south, it was flowing to the north and to the east, all around, everywhere you looked, on the right side, the left side, it was flowing out. And this angel that was leading, amen, Ezekiel through this, it says he brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the ankles. And then he measured a little bit further, about 1,000 cubits, and the waters were to the knees. And then he measured more, and the waters brought him to his loins. And then it became a river that I could not pass over. The waters were risen to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. Folks, if you were in the Andes Mountains, it would be no problem at all for you to just enjoy the Amazon River. But you keep on going down that riverbed, and pretty soon you're going to end up in a flow that you can't control, my friend. And God wants us in a situation where we are not in control, where He is in control. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Is there anybody in here that wants to be a son and daughter of Almighty God? They, my friend, that we've got to be led by the Spirit of the Lord. Says in verse 8, says these waters issue out toward the east country and go down into the desert and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. There's talking about that Dead Sea. The waters shall be healed, and it shall come back to pass that everything that liveth, everybody say everything that liveth, which moveth whithersoever the rivers shall come, shall live, and there shall be a very great multitude of fish. What did Jesus say that he was going to make his fishers of men? A great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither, for they shall be healed. Everything shall live, whether the river cometh. How many of you know that you're alive since you've received the flow of the river of God in your life? My friends, we can never allow ourselves to be just common about our experience. Amen. I preached about it this morning. It's got to stay fresh, my friend. It's got to stay fresh. Amen. We need to pray through at least every day. Can somebody say amen? Oh, Brother Putnam, I don't have time to pray. I got to go to work. Well, pray while you're driving. And if the Holy Ghost comes over you, pull to the side and let him do what he needs to do through you. Amen. Hope this is okay, Pastor. But he says, but the miry places thereof and the marshes thereof shall not be healed. They shall be given to salt. You see, the marshes and the miry places, that's the ones that get caught. Something flows into them, but they don't flow out. And then look at verse 12. I'm reading here in the 47th chapter of Ezekiel, verse 12. It says, and by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaf shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to his months, because their waters they issued out of the sanctuary, and the fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf thereof for medicine. What did he say? He saw a river. He saw a river that the tabernacles, last time I read the book, we are the tabernacles. Hello? Now, before you think I'm an absolute hypocrite or an absolute in false doctrine, if you study this out, you and I that are filled with the Holy Ghost have become the tree of life to other people. Now, Brother Schumacher, you're going to have to clap your hands, because they're not going to make a budge if they think I'm wrong. Listen to what Proverbs 15 and 4 says. A wholesome tongue. What are we supposed to do to people? We're supposed to witness, right? We're supposed to tell them about our experience, right? We're supposed to share what God has done. Has God done for anything for anybody in here? Amen. Has God ever healed you? Has God delivered you from anything? Has God wiped away your sins? Huh? A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. Brothers and sisters, we have been filled, we have been called, and we've been anointed to allow the flow of God's wind in his spirit, the river, to flow through us. Would you stand with me tonight? Hey. God has gifted us. He has gifted us with his spirit to flow throughout this community. Wherever you live, wherever I live. You know what I do every day? God's probably getting tired of hearing it. Every day I pray, God, bless Kirk and Barb Bladorn, my next door neighbor. Bless George and Elaine, the next neighbor up. Bless Carol. Bless Arlen and Sharon Schlunt. They live across the street from me. Bless Cheryl Schumer. She's our next door neighbor. And she doesn't speak two words to us. Bless Josh and Morgan, Don and Diane, Gary, Darwin and his wife. What are we doing? Have they all come to God in the 5 years I've lived there? No, the doors haven't opened yet. But I'm not giving up on that. Hello? Pray for your fellow workers. Name them one by one. Pray indeed for your families that's unsaved. Don't ever give up. Every day, because God, have you ever gotten in prayer and then all of a sudden the Spirit of God just comes upon you and you start weeping and crying and, And you get up from that and you just feel so refreshed. But you know what? That probably wasn't for you. Because you were probably interceding for somebody that you don't even know. And you may never know. Because you are turning and twisting and bending with the flow of God's river in your life. Hallelujah. You see, church, God has promises. He has made great promises to us as I preached this morning. When we first entered this river, in dedicating ourselves to be led by his Spirit. And if there's anything I've learned in these last 47 years, I know that God can talk. Oh, I know. I've heard some people say, oh, God told me this, and then God told me that, and God told me. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about God has a way to reach deep in our spirits and dedicate ourselves to reach out in touching others. It's a new day, church. The door stands ready for you and I. This is not a denominational assembly. This is not the community church of Racine. This is not a denominational church. This is the Lord's church, his body. We are a Pentecostal church. I said we are a Pentecostal apostolic church. Not just in word, but through experience. And we need a fresh flow of his Spirit to come upon us, dedicating ourselves to be all of what God would have us to be. When was the last time? When was the last time? Singers, you can come. I don't think the video's going to work here. When was the last time that you became so overwhelmed with the Spirit of God that you put down your pride, you quit thinking about what others are going to think about you, and you just did what you felt led to do. Huh? Isn't that how we did it when we first got saved, Brother Schumacher? Huh? I don't know. Have you ever danced in the Spirit? Huh? Yeah. Ready to do a jig right now? I just wonder tonight, who's ready to get in the flow? I'm not saying you got to do anything, but I am saying you got to do something. Whether it's up to your ankles, or whether it's up to your knees, or whether it gets up to your loins, or indeed it becomes so overwhelming to you that you just can't control it. And that God just moves upon you, that you are overwhelmed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you just get out of our norms. Amen. And say, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, mighty God, would you just help us, God, to flow in the river of your Spirit, to be the people, God, that you have called us to be. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Why? Because the Spirit of God is here, and we want to flow with His Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.